Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Surrendered by Chang Rei Lee, narrated by James Yaagashi and directed by Jeffrey Brick.
Chapter 1. Korea, 1950. The journey was nearly over. The night was unusually chilly. The wind sharpened by the speed of the train as it rolled southward through the darkened valley. The cotton blanket June had stolen was large enough to spread as a tarp and at the same time wrap around her younger brother and sister and herself. But it was threadbare, and for brief stretches the train would accelerate and the wind would cut right through to them. It hadn't been a problem the night before, but now they were riding on top of the boxcar, as there was no more room within any of them, even as the train was more than a dozen cars long. A massive phalanx of refugees had met the train at the last station, and in the time it took her siblings to relieve themselves by the side of the tracks, they had lost their place, and had had to climb the rusted ladder between the cars, June running alongside for 50 meters until her brother was high enough on the rung so she herself could jump up and on. There was a score or so of people atop every car, groupings of families and neighbors, mostly women and the old and the young, and then a cluster or two like theirs, children traveling by themselves. June was 11. Hee-soo and Ji-young had just turned 7. They were fraternal twins, though looked as much alike as a sister and brother could, only the cut of their hair distinguishing them. June knew they could have waited in the hope of another train with room inside.